So now, let me go ahead. I'm going to go to some websites. I'm going to go to the New York Times today. And let's just compare these websites. Our networks in here are always unpredictable, so they're a little, I have no idea what we're going to find. They are slow today. You know, you could help me out if you're on Wi-Fi, if you could just get off. I'd appreciate it. We're having a little problem here. I don't know what's wrong with our networks. I'm afraid I have a problem, and I'm not going to be able to show you much here today. I can show you some pictures in the camera roll. Let's just go take a look at some photos here. Take a look at that. Same photos. Pretty different. Again, same photo. See the difference? You can really see it around the eyes, the teeth. So it kind of just comes down to, what do you want to be looking at all day long? So, the retina display. 3.5 inches, the same size as the iPhone 3GS, yet with 960 by 640 pixels, that's 4 times more pixels than the iPhone 3GS. 326 pixels per inch, an 800:1 contrast ratio, which is again 4 times better than the 3GS. We're using IPS technology. This is a very advanced LCD technology, which is quite a bit, in our opinion, quite a bit better than the OLED technology for these types of products, and provides much more accurate color and much higher resolution. You can't make an OLED display with this type of resolution right now. And so we think the IPS technology is really quite superior. And it results in incredibly sharp text, images, and video. Now, again, the Retina display has got 78% of the pixels on an iPad, right in the palm of your hand. iPhone OS 4 makes it so your apps automatically run on the Retina display, full size. But they look even better, because what we do is iPhone OS automatically renders your text in the higher resolution and all your controls in the higher resolution. So you get that automatically, and your apps look even better without you doing any work. But if you do a little bit of work and open up the hood of your app and put in higher resolution artwork, then they will look stunning. So we'd suggest that you do that. So that is the Retina display. Awesome text, awesome images, and awesome video. We think this is going to set the standard for displays for the next several years, and we don't think anybody's going to come close. And you know, the display is your window into the internet, into your apps, into your media, into your software. We think it's maybe the most important single component of the hardware. And we've got something here now that's like the best window on the planet. So that's the Retina display.